Wow, this is going to be a fast swim.
He got a brilliant turn and he's out now by nearly three quarters of a body length, kicking really hard. Chalmers is going to go back to back, defends his title, 47.48. Brilliant swim from Kyle Chalmers.
That's faster than what he did in Rio.
Yeah, it's really pleasing. You know, I didn't expect to go that fast tonight, but to go a PB, I haven't done that since 2016, so it's taken a while, but yeah, happy to be back swimming fast again.
Kyle Chalmers stealing the show on night two of the Australian Swimming Championships. You knew it halfway when he was leading that something was afoot, and by the end it was a personal best. There for Channel 7 is Jan Rooney. Jan, that was quite good morning. That was quite remarkable from Kyle.
It certainly was, Jared. It was remarkable at a number of different levels, and really for me, I loved watching the fact that it's the first time I think we've seen him swim his own race in the 100 freestyle. He's so used to gauging or what everyone else is doing in the pool. This is the first time we've seen him swim his own race, and that's what he's going to have to do if he wants the time, not just the win. So as you said, for him leading at the first 20, at the first 50 and then continuing to build on that throughout the race was so exciting to see, and to come away with a PB at this stage of preparation, it was just a super swim.
What sort of sign is it of maturity? So he's been a really good racer, swimming over the top of them, but yeah, is to sort of own the event rather than chase it dramatically in the last 25 metres.
I think exactly what you just said. It shows maturity, and it shows maybe a different idea of what he wants out of this sport going forward. There is one thing to be an Olympic gold medalist, which is what every athlete dreams of, but maybe he's also wanting to chase that world record. Maybe he's looking to actually, you know, create a legacy and have a legacy in his name that is in the history books in terms of being a world record holder. And that is what he's going to have to do if he wants that time. He's going to have to swim his own race rather than just gauging off what everyone else is doing there. And I think what I like the most is that sent a massive, massive message to the rest of the world. Yeah. That he doesn't mind being the hunted heading into Tokyo.
What do you think he's capable of? So it happened really quickly and delightfully unexpectedly in Rio. What's your expert eye tell you as to what his long-term career could be?
I think it's probably what Kyle... It's so much up to Kyle. He very much, considering he started so young, he could be maybe the first male swimmer in Australia to go to four Olympics. But I don't know. It would not surprise me if Kyle goes to Tokyo and then decides, as we all know, that his passion for AFL takes over, and he tries to kick a footy for the rest of his career. So he's just one of those unusual commodities where he is multi-talented. He doesn't seem to let the pressure get to him in any way, shape or form. And he's just got a different side that, as I said, wouldn't surprise me if he goes to Tokyo, wins the 100 freestyle and goes, right, let's give something else a crack.
That's enough. Hey, could he be the best swimmer in the world if he completely locked into it?
Yes. And I think we've seen a shift in mentality almost in the last 12 months. Even the way that he was speaking in the last few days, I think Rio was such a surprise, and almost, I don't want to say he took it for granted, but I don't think he understood the enormity of it really until the last 12 months. He hasn't swum all that fast in the years after Rio. And I think, really, last night, it was him who wanted to send a message to the rest of the world about, I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this. I want to be the Olympic gold medalist again in Tokyo next year. And this is what I'm showing you, that I can produce times at any stage of my preparation that could win an Olympic Games.
Where does it leave Cam McAvoy?
That's the hard one. Cam McAvoy, still the fastest time in the world without a suit, without super suit error on. And I worry a little bit about where Cam is. Obviously not in a fast swimming cohort of his preparation. He's changed coaches. There was a moment there where he was coaching himself, now training with Chris Nesbitt on the Gold Coast, which is a predominantly distance program up there. And I think Cam needs to find that speed that he had, you know, leading into Rio. 2016 Olympic trials was his, you know, he was swimming so fast. And I don't know what he's got to do to get back there. But I hope that he does, because he's one of our incredible swimmers. He's such a wonderful guy, such a wonderful member of that Australian swim team. But he hasn't found that speed in the last few years. And the longer it is away, the harder it is to find.
Emma McKeon is just an outstanding swimmer. Sometimes I think she's a little underappreciated. She won the 100 metres butterfly last night. Where's in her career, for all that she's achieved thus far, what would her goals be next?
It's funny, actually, you say that. I agree with you. She's one of our most underappreciated swimmers. And I was actually talking about this with Ian last night, in the fact that she was our most decorated Olympian in the pool out of Rio. And my only concern is there a point in time where you become jack of all trades but master at none? And Emma has such a big program. She usually contests a minimum four, usually five events on the program. Backing up is incredibly hard, night after night after night. And I don't know, there's a theory that that can also help an athlete that gets nervous racing, where you are just focusing on the race of the day so that you don't get too much time to think too far ahead. So that really works for Emma. But if she wants to be an Olympic individual gold medalist, does she need to focus on one event more than the other and maybe look at dropping an event? So I hope that's not the case, because she is so multi-talented and has so many aces up her sleeve when it comes to racing multiple events. But is she going to, you now look at the 200 freestyle, which is where she won her bronze medal in individual bronze medal in Rio. You now have an Ariane Titmus that is chasing down the likes of a Ledecky on a world stage. So could the 100 fly be one that she targets more than the others? She had a great swim last night. And again, in hard work, in hard training, producing some really fast swims. So I think probably Emma has a few things to work on between World Championships this year and Olympics next year.
So the 200 free is tonight. Is Titmus any chance of challenging McKeon at this stage in that event?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Titmus is the one that she was silver medalist at Commonwealth Games last year, Ariane, to the new Canadian superstar, Taylor Ruck. And the way that she swims, Ariane is such a racer, hates being beaten, can find something when it counts. And that was shown quite evidently last year at Pan Pacs, when she was just chasing down Katie Ledecky over a 400 freestyle. So for me, Ariane has that middle distance speed, whereas Emma, this is the longest event that she swims on her program, whereas this is the shortest event for Ariane Titmus. So it'll be an incredible race tonight. But for my money, watching how Ariane swam that 800 the other night, really in training and still producing such a great time, Ariane is the one to beat tonight.
The curiosity of the week, Gian, is did the Campbell sisters get beaten in a relay last night?
Yes, but to clarify, Jared, it was a club relay. So actually we had Bronte swimming in third position and Kate anchored the team for Knox Pimble, their new club in Sydney. And to explain, we had some big names in this club relay, but they were just all so spread out. Actually, the St. Peter's Western Club, who won last night and broke the Australian club record, was led off by Ariane Titmus. So she actually did a PB in that lead-off leg for 100 freestyle. So yep. As I said, she's got that early speed. And it was anchored by Shayna Jack, who was another member of that 4x1 freestyle team that broke the world record with the Campbell sisters at the Commonwealth Games. So they were beaten by a very good team, the Campbell sisters. They certainly looked good in the water, but Bronte found herself swimming with a lot of wash either side, which is an unusual position for her to be in.
It'll be a trivia question one day, I reckon. Jan, thanks again for your time, and we'll be watching tonight on 7-2.
Thank you, Jared.
Jan Rooney, the Australian Swimming Championships finals, broadcast each night on 7-2 from 8:30 p.m. and the heats live streamed every morning. They're on now on 7+. We'll tell you how to win tickets to GMHBA Stadium to the corporate suite with Red Energy after the break.